I was saying about love, that as you have a growing sense, and actually, maybe, does anyone in the toward the back know where the light switches are for this room? Mm-hmm. Anybody who does know, why don't you flip one? Perfect, thank you, done deal. Before you dive into this handout, okay, as we move to a wrap here tonight, you remember how last week I talked about the elevator moment? There you are, 21st floor, push the button, you want to go down, the elevator comes, you step in, and there's no floor, except you don't fall through the floor. As you deepen in practice, and or as you have it as just a momentary recognition, there's a growing sense that the present moment is like the floorless elevator. It's endlessly disappearing right beneath our feet. And yet it's also endlessly renewing. It has that quality. If you think about now, the most amazing thing in the world is always right under our noses, which is to say now. Now. It's amazing. No one understands now. It's amazing, right? Now is vanishingly thin, and it's already disappeared as soon as you recognize it, right? Right beneath your feet. So you start increasingly having this kind of what's called groundlessness, or the recognition of the endless transience of all the swirls, all the eddies in the stream, as I talk about, both in terms of kind of the material universe and especially in terms of your experience, moment to moment, of that universe, which is all, you know, you ever have. There's always a kind of being in this space. Well, as you have that elevator moment, increasingly, you know, it's natural to go through a period of being very unsettled by it. And there really is a recognition around that. But then there's a movement increasingly over time to where you realize, wow, if everything I reach for, so things arise, I like them, I want them, and then they're gone, all right? And that's endlessly always happening. If any experience is inherently incompletely fulfilling or satisfying, what shall I do? What is there left to do? And it increasingly becomes obvious and natural, not like logical propositions, but just like, wow, all there really is to do is to love, is to abide as love without hope into the next moment. Like, always now. That's all that's there. So for me, that's a very large perspective, and what I'm saying here is my own way of describing something that has been described, in, especially in the Tibetan tradition and known for a long time, the idea that the natural manifestation of emptiness, which is to say groundlessness or the elevator moment, is compassion or love. Emptiness and compassion, you know, are one. So I invite that for you as an opening, as you appreciate the endless transience, right, the insubstantiality and just, you know, incompletely satisfying nature of experiences, even really, really nice ones, you know, find what naturally opens out in your heart. And I think what you'll find is love. So to that end, and I need one of those too. Is there an extra? I propose that we all say together in a moment the Metta Sutta. These are the Buddha's words on loving kindness. If you don't want to say along with us, you don't have to. You don't have to buy into anything here. There's nothing about belief. But I thought this would be a lovely way to end the evening, all together with our voices, you know, shared together. And it sets up what I hope to talk about with you next week, kind of rounding out my post-retreat something or other here, the sacred. It's a topic I've never broached in this sitting group, which I've been doing now for about 4 years, I forget. The sacred. We'll explore what that word can mean or encompass. But as part of that, or as an edging into that, there is a place, I think, even in a non-theistic framework, to do something that has a quality of ritual. You know. So let's say these words together, starting at the phrase, now let us chant the Buddha's words. Ready? Let's go. Now let us chant the Buddha's words on loving kindness. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove. Wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings. Radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will. Whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. So thank you. And this week, I really encourage you to keep bringing your awareness back to the fact and the felt faith in the fact that you have a good heart. See you next week.